What up, sports fans? Welcome to a new episode, episode 6 of Sports Breakers, presented by the Cinnamon Movie Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Juan, and I'm joined by the other host, Craig.
Yo, yo, how's it going?
What up? Man, are we, you know, right when they say that there's no football, no, you know, not lots else going on, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of sports stuff keeps going on. We had a busy, busy weekend. If you guys kept up with sports, women's Final Four, men's Final Four, the Masters are going on today. MLB is having some high numbers as far as their TV viewership. That's kind of a good thing, right? So I saw that the Yankees are off to a hot start.
It's Shohei Ohtani's translators indicted, I think, is what I saw. So.
Is that kind of true in sports? Like, if the Yankees do good, baseball does good, right?
Depends on who you're asking.
It's kind of like the same thing in the NFL, right? Cowboys do good. The NFL's doing great.
Yeah.
OU, Texas, Southern Cal, Georgia. You know what I mean? The Southern teams.
I won't say USC in particular. I'll say when each region has a team doing good. It's better, you know, whether it be Oregon with the non-existent Pac-12 now, you know, it'll be a little bit different to see how that feels. I was looking through some of the scheduling and the games that were coming out because, you know, years past, you'd be like, man, you know, week one and two, you're going to have these non-conference games where, you know, Oregon's playing Auburn or, you know, whatever. And now it's like, these first couple weeks, there's a couple games, but now the meat and potatoes is the actual conference play. You have all these new teams and all these new conferences, and it was just interesting to see, you know, some of the games and what other games lined up that same weekend with those games. So I'm excited for college football this year.
Yeah, it should be fun. And I want to let everybody know, starting next week, you know, our topics of discussion have kind of just been like, hanging out, what's big on the front today. But next week, you know, I think we're going to start dissecting maybe a conference per week heading into the football season. You know, next week we could probably start with the Super Bowl champ division, the AFC North, or the AFC West, I'm sorry. And then just every week have a different little NFL division to talk about.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty fun. And then when we get into two-a-days, and August, I think it'd be cool to talk SEC, Big 12, you know, the top four or five divisions.
Yeah, I think, like you said, going through each division to kind of weed through these long, treacherous summer weeks.
Because as we're talking to you now, guys, if you're watching live on Emisawa Productions YouTube channel, 2 weeks from today – is the NFL draft.
Yeah, coming quick. Just when we thought it wasn't going to be here very soon, it's midway through April.
I read somewhere that the Washington Commanders offered a trade to the Chicago Bears for that first overall pick, and the Bears denied it.
Second pick and so two first.
Yeah, and they denied it. And Washington picks right behind the Bears this year, so that's telling me that, you know, they want a quarterback.
They wanted Caleb, which means they'll end up probably going Drake May just because his stock went up pretty high. I'd be surprised if it wasn't Drake, but
he's a kid out of North Carolina, right?
North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, he had a lot of eyes on him last time we talked.
Yeah.
But let's talk Final Four a little bit. We talked and gave our predictions last time you guys talked to us. We had an episode on Friday. So if you had to pick, what was your overall thoughts of the, we'll start with the men's, Final Four. Cause what I read, the women's Final Four TV rating wise outdid the men's
for the first time ever. Yep.
Yep.
So
what was your thoughts on the women's?
For the women's, I watched, man, you know, I watched, Caitlin Clark go up in South Carolina and, you know, immediately you thought, man, you know, Iowa might run away with this thing, even though South Carolina was undefeated going in. things kind of evened out, and then it just became South Carolina is so big. They got a lot of depth. They got a lot of good talent on that roster, even though they're super young. I think a majority of them are freshmen, sophomores. Obviously, the big center power forward is going in the draft, but they lost all five starters to the draft last year from that. Almost, you know, they were undefeated leading into that game versus LSU, and I believe they lost to LSU, but to be able to come back with almost a completely new roster, and to be able to go on an undefeated run and win the Natty, it's incredible. So, but yeah, definitely watched that one. Didn't watch as much as the men's, oddly enough. I watched a little bit here and there, but yeah.
We talked about it last week. The men's was almost like a given. Nobody was touching UConn. UConn ran away with it. Yeah. And, I mean, even the national championship game, they won by what, 10, 11?
I think they won by 14.
15? Yeah.
Yeah. So, this year, the women's bracket had what the men's usually have, which is that big name, the clashing matchups. You know, and at the beginning, before both tournaments started, people were like, you know, I'm excited for the women's bracket this year, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, it's still the men's bracket. March Madness is the men's bracket. And that's what I thought. And I ended up catching, you know, I caught a lot of the men's games rounds, you know, first couple rounds. But when it got to the nitty gritty, I was watching the women's basketball more so than the men's, just because it felt like when you got to that point, it was like, the men's games seemed predictable, where, like, you know, you might get upset with North Carolina over Purdue in the Final Four, but on the women's side, you didn't know. So,
and let's talk about Iowa, because you know, hats off to Iowa for Caitlin Clark, her number already being retired.
Yeah, deservingly so.
Yeah, and her that's another thing that's kind of frustrating. Their TV ratings were up higher than the men's, but the men still received 99% more of the buckets and the money.
Well, overall, it's just like TV deals with football. You know, you're in for a 7-year, you know, contract. You have the one-off year. I'm not going to say one-off year, but you have 1 year where you finally outdo the men in ratings, you know. Should they get more? Yes, but a contract is a contract. And,
yep.
You know, maybe this will be what elevates it to get a little bit more down the line. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So women's, I don't think there was really any surprise. We kind of knew what the destination was going to be. Same thing with the men's. So, overall, I would have to say I would agree with you. I think the women's was a little bit more entertaining than the men's. Overall, yeah. Still a very good tournament, you know. And speaking of tournament, we're just a few weeks away from the NBA starting their own postseason tournament. I think there's only a few handful of games left, right?
Yep, two games left for a majority of teams. I don't think there's a back-to-back for anybody on Saturday, Sunday. So a lot of teams will – play today, play tomorrow, and then everybody in the league will finish out on Monday or on Sunday. And then I believe the play-in starts on the 16th. So 16th through 19th for the play-in.
So explain this to me, because, you know, I watch the basketball? Yeah, I keep up with the NBA a little bit, but it's definitely not to me like it used to be. So, like, what's the difference now between the play-in tournament and when the playoffs just started?
Yeah, so the play-in tournament occurred, I think it started 3 years ago. And I want to say it happened because you would have teams this close to being able to play in the tournament, whether they had injuries early on in the season, they came on hot, but they weren't able to get in. I think this gives teams seeded 9 and 10 a chance to make the tournament. You have to win two out of your. So how it works is 7 seed plays the 8 seed. Winner moves into the playoffs. 8 seed plays winner of the 9-10 seed. And then they have to you know, whoever wins that game will get the 8 seed. So essentially, if you're a 7-8 seed, you only have to win one game in the, to get in the tournament, the actual playoffs. If you're a 9-10 seed, you have to win two games to get in the tournament or the playoffs. So
do you enjoy it? Essentially, it's a little bit more basketball, but like has anybody that's been in the play-in gone on to win the whole thing yet?
Lakers last year were in the finals, and I think they came in through the play-in, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and look. I can kind of get my years mixed up, but no, I really do enjoy it because there are a lot of times where that 9-10 seed team is better than the 7-8 seed, but just because of injuries early on in the year or setbacks here and there or missed a couple games, you know, they are the better team, but they just had that setback early on, and now this gives them a chance to kind of prove who's hotter going into the playoffs. And just like we said going into March Madness, hot teams are good. NC State, Texas A&M, Oregon. Oregon had a chance to beat Creighton and move on to the Sweet 16, I believe, is where they were at. So, yeah, if you're a hot team, it's definitely a good thing to be able to have this play-in tournament moving forward. So, me personally, I think they should do away with divisions and seed 1 through 16 and go about it that way. East plays West, West plays East, and if you know whoever you match up against is who you play, and I think that will truly crown a true champion. I know they don't want to have teams that played a bunch in the finals, but
that's true.
The two best teams, it's the two best teams.
Yeah, that's true too, and I almost kind of feel like you could work that either way in any sport, you know, because 9 times out of 10, how many times did a really crappy team win the division just because maybe the division was crappy?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it's like that in basketball, but in
they did away with that in basketball. You still play your divisions. You still win a division title. But if you're seeded 1 through 8, that's how it is. Because I was looking at a post a while back for like 2007 where like a 43 win team was the third seed and a 48 win team was the seventh seed. Mm. And you're just sitting there like, you know, it doesn't make sense, you know, so.
Yeah, that's.
Me personally, I think they should do 1 through 16, let teams from each conference play each other in the playoffs, get to a ultimatum regardless of what division you're in. It doesn't need to be East, West. Two best teams need to play the two best teams.
That makes sense. Craig, I think you should apply for the to be on the NBA committee.
Apparently, I don't have what's needed to make those kind of big decisions.
Going in through, you know, the Masters was started today. There's a rain delay.
Yep.
You also have MLB, like we said, started off hot. Some TV ratings are high up for certain teams. Yankees are doing good. I believe the reigning defending champs, the Rangers, are still doing pretty decent. The Dodgers, everybody's eyes are on the Dodgers, but maybe not for the right reasons.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers are sitting at 10-5. Rangers are actually 7-6, so they're kind of 50-50. And then, like you said, the Yankees, they're 10-3. So that big bankroll that they put out to stack their team, it's paying off early on. But, I mean, you're looking right off the bat. Yeah, the Yankees and the Dodgers are the only two 10-win teams so far, about 15, 16 games in for a majority of these teams. So
it's pretty hot.
Early on, man. Early on. Baseball is a long season. Teams can get hot towards the end and really make a run, especially with how many games you play. You got NHL going on. I want to say there's some pretty good games coming up, if not today. But same old there. I believe
I think everybody's just ready for some NBA playoffs. like you know, almost just like the MLB, the NBA season is, it feels so long. So when you finally get these national televised, you know, best out of seven in, well, they're pretty entertaining.
Same with hockey. Hockey's winding down. You have all but just a couple teams not locked in for the playoffs. One game left for the Bruins. So that means they're literally down to their last game or two for the NHL. They'll start ramping up their playoffs. So, I mean, you want to talk about really like an elite time of year for, you know, obviously my elite time of the year is football season, regardless of what time it is. But you want to talk about a time where a lot of stuff was on the line. It's now. I mean, you got NBA playoffs going on. You just had men and women's basketball tournaments finish up, NHL, NBA. So Masters, golf starts really kicking up. I think NASCAR kind of starts to kick up here.
They're in the middle. Yeah, they're starting to be in the middle of their season. But I'm excited. I'm going to pick next Wednesday, April 17th. I think we should we're going to hang out and talk the AFC West, which is the Kansas City Chiefs, reigning champs, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Denver Broncos. So there's a lot to talk about there. Four different teams. We'll talk next Wednesday. We can kind of talk a little WrestleMania fallout if you want. I know we both kind of watched over the weekend.
Yeah, we can talk about.
Night one was pretty entertaining. You had the big tag team match. The Rock and Roman Reigns defeated Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Highly entertaining. That was the second longest match in WrestleMania history.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Around-ish.
That's insane. You also had Sami Zayn defeating Gunther, who he had the Intercontinental Championship around his waist for 666 days. It's a long time.
Very specific day.
Yeah, it is. Rhea Ripley had Motionless in White sing her to the ring. She defeated Becky Lynch. And then you had the Undisputed Tag Team title split, like I kind of thought they were. I kind of called it A-Town Down Under. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory won the SmackDown Tag Team belts. R-Truth and The Miz won the Raw Tag Team belts.
Oh,
Jey Uso defeated Jimmy, which was a terrible match.
Terrible.
Terrible match.
I don't really watch wrestling, but it was that whole feud. You can tell it is not authentic. It's not authentic.
The buildup was good, and I was really excited for the match, but the match itself was just a snoozer. Night two was pretty entertaining. Seth Rollins lost the world championship to Drew McIntyre, but instead of him just leaving, he taunted CM Punk, and Damian Priest came down and cashed in his Money in the Bank. And then Cody Rhodes finally got to finish the story.
Man, I got emotional.
Did you really?
I did. Because, you know, I don't watch wrestling every week. But I know Cody Rhodes. I know his story. I know how, you know, Dusty Rhodes and how he came into the WWE, and he didn't really have a name for himself, but he was there because he was, you know, bloodline and everything. Right. Not the bloodline, but a bloodline. Then went like the whole AEW route, and I think it was AEW and NXT, you know, stops along the way outside of the WWE. So seeing that journey that he overcame to get to that point to where, I mean, we all know what wrestling is. To be crowned heavyweight champion is to be one of the elite in the company. And to know that he's put in that kind of work on and inside and outside of the ring, trying to figure out how to say that, you know, and then to see just how many people were there to congratulate him and know the work that he put in and the dedication and all that stuff. It was awesome to see that.
Because, I mean, it's almost one of those things that, like, if we put in the time and the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears at work, you know, promotion for us is more money, more responsibilities. Same thing for them, you know, more. But, yeah, it was emotional. Also going back and seeing Roman Reigns walk up the ramp and give Paul Heyman a hug and just break down, like, you know, everybody harps on him for just doing a few matches here and there a year, but like, dude has leukemia. Yeah. Like he took this company, put it on his back and did what he could with leukemia. And like for people shitting on that, that's kind of, it's kind of messed up, but I think he did a fantastic job. It kept me entertained and wanted me to, I wanted to tune in weekly, and I haven't been wanting to tune in weekly since like before 2008. So,
yeah, no, watching WrestleMania, which I honestly, I had no intentions of watching it. I knew some stuff was changing with Triple H and McMahon being gone. The production of WrestleMania was amazing. The matches were good.
The star level of people outside of the business watching.
Yeah, I mean, you had like Vanessa Hudgens and George Kittle, which George Kittle, he's always kind of, I feel like I've seen him around WrestleMania or wrestling a bit, but
Little Wayne was there
that I didn't expect to see there. One of the cool things that I saw is so I guess Logan Paul was vlogging after his match up in the crowd whenever the whole main event was going on. And either he's a tremendous actor or he really didn't know, but like when Cody Rhodes won, he seemed like he was genuinely shocked and he got emotional too, because I guess, you know, obviously he's in the business, he knows what goes on behind the walls as well. So you know, I was sitting there thinking like maybe everybody in the company kind of knows what goes on and who's gonna, you know, the outcomes and everything, but for him to be actually shocked and emotional about that was kind of surprising and cool to me, because that means that, you know, not everything is out there and shared for what's going to happen. So, but yeah, I was definitely impressed. It felt, it didn't feel like weird or cheesy. It actually felt like an authentic experience. And I think if they continue with the trajectory that they were doing for WrestleMania, it'll definitely be a good product.
It felt like pro wrestling, like, and that's the thing, what they're getting away from. They're dropping the sports entertainment thing, and Triple H is making it more of a, like a combat sports thing. But I also think that has a lot to do with TKO owning it now.
Yeah.
So they're doing less stuff with their production. They're not having the big fancy flashy TV stages on the weekly basis. They're having like a small thing to fit more fans in, because I think Friday is going to be their 18th consecutive TV sellout, which is amazing. Yeah. So we could get some of that cheddar.
Yeah. I'm like dead serious. When I was watching WrestleMania and they showed dates and it said September 29th or 26th coming to OKC, I was like, I might get some tickets to that. Like that's how well WrestleMania performed to me. A guy who normally doesn't watch it. So
I logged on today to look for the pre-sale code, and the pre-sale code is Capital Friday. Friday, all capital letters. And even the pre-sale tickets are already almost gone. Tickets go on sale in the morning, actually at 10 a.m. So yeah, it's one of those things where you probably have to get them fast. But on the other hand, you know, this was going to be kind of a quick episode talking a little bit of sports before we dive into our big first segment next week, episode 7. We're going to talk NFL divisions, starting with the AFC West. So Oklahoma City played last night. They're playing again tomorrow. And then other than that, we also will talk OU spring game is in a few weeks, I believe.
Yeah, it's in like 2 weeks, I
think. Are you going to that this year? Maybe we could have some on-eyes coverage.
It came up quick, but yeah, I'll probably be there, depending on weather and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing. Weather, we're supposed to have some fun weather on Monday.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of weather, the eclipse. Did you check out the eclipse? Did you get your... 3D
I did. You know, I did find the glasses. I went out there and checked it out. I thought it was kind of cool. You know, it got a little darker. The weather got a little cooler. Sun went away for a little bit. It was cool, but...
I'll tell you what. If I knew it wasn't going to get darker than it did here, I would have drove the hour and a half down to Ida Bell or whatever is, you know, down there in the southeast corner. Because it was here, and I was like, it just felt like it was kind of cloudy. Like, that's how dark it got. And I was like, man, if I thought we were going to have way more
dark. You thought it was going to be like pitch black.
I knew it wasn't going to be pitch black because of how, I mean, we were in like the 94%. But I was like, 94%, that's, I guess that little bit of the sun shines pretty bright. So
you would think, you know, but yeah. I mean, I might sound like a buzzkill, but the thing I didn't like about it was, I mean, maybe you can talk me out of being a buzzkill, but everybody was making such a big deal over it. Some schools were not happening because, you know, the teachers didn't want to risk the kids going outside and looking up at it. And so some schools were closing. Chili's was giving away like a free appetizer if you ate there during the eclipse. I kind of got tired of hearing about it, honestly, for a little bit. The radio was going off and on.
It got very marketable. Sonic did like the midnight shake or whatever, the eclipse shake. I will agree, like, it was good that some places kept younger kids inside. A teacher at my daughter's school created glasses that had like the really cheap paper plates around it, and they cut it out where they're like, so it blocked all the sun, but they were still able to see it. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, but yeah, I agree. It was weird how much coverage this one got compared to others. Yeah.
And then you had your analysts out there and your non-believers. Oh, this is just a distraction. A building's going to fall during the eclipse, or this is going to be the end of times. And then you had that whole other talk of the line over there on that side. And I'm just like,
I wish it was the end of times. I'll tell you that, man. Oh, I'm ready. Come get us, man.
I don't have my, filtered straw that you can drink like lake water and it be filtered. I need one of those straws before we can start the end of days. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother conversation. But other than that, man, before we get on to the division breakdown next week, is there anything else you want to go over or talk about before we head out of here? I know you're hanging out late with me today, so I appreciate that for this little topic of conversation.
Yeah, I guess like the only big thing, I mean, a lot of these games tonight, I think there's like one or two games that might have implications on seeding in the NBA. But outside of that, I went to the Thunder game last night. Wimby sat out, which meant Chet sat out for most of the game.
Hey, they still handed San Antonio an ass whooping, though.
When I got there and sat down, it was like 28-11.
Oh, my God, dude. What time did you get there?
Well, so I got a fork late. It was free tickets, so I didn't really care. I knew a couple of players weren't going to be playing, so I was like, I just want to take Adley so she can enjoy it. So we went. We got face painting. She did the whole stencil drawing. We took pictures. Cool. So it was an experience for her. Whether I saw the game or not, it was just for her to be there and experience everything. So,
and I bet she had a blast too, didn't she?
Oh, dude. She was. So I was like, all right. We're heading out like 3 minutes into the fourth quarter so we can beat traffic and you can get home and go to bed and be ready for school. She's like, we're not leaving until they say the game's over. And I was like, what? She's like, she had a blast, dude. So
that's good.
We went and we took pictures on the court. And, cool. Yeah, it was a blast. It was a blast.
She could take a picture with Rumble?
No. Oddly enough, when we went down to the court, we didn't see Rumble at all. Yeah, we didn't see Rumble at all. That was weird.
Man, he probably was getting a little too sweaty down there.
Yeah. So,
good experience then.
Yeah. Outside of these next couple games, I'm just – so the 16th, so 5 days, what is that, Wednesday, next Tuesday, Wednesday? I'm excited for the play-in to see because you got the Lakers-Warriors in the 9-10 matchup. So, be interesting to see.
So Lakers-Warriors round one?
Lakers-Warriors play-in tournament.
Oh, my gosh. So one's not even going to make it to the full tournament.
One won't make it to the full tournament. Yep, because they're in the 9-10 seed.
You would think the NBA would kind of shake some dice to not let that happen. But maybe they're like, oh, if we do that, then they're no, we really want the TV ratings.
I mean.
So what are they going to do? if the Warriors win, that means LeBron's out.
Yeah, vice versa. Steph Curry's out. Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, and not just they could both not make it. So say the Suns beat the Kings and they go into the seventh seed, the Suns do, and then the Kings play the Lakers because they won, and the Kings beat the Lakers, they get the eighth seed. Lakers and Warriors could both be out, man.
Wow.
LeBron's final year, possibly?
So there's still a chance that the Lakers and Warriors not even make the play-in?
Playoffs. They're in the play-in, but there's a possibility they don't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. That's insane. And I know everybody's asking if he's going to retire. Hey, you're retiring this year. And he always says, I think I got two or three good years left in me. Like, even though I don't watch basketball on a consistent basis, and I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, I'm still like, man, stop asking him if you're a reporter and just sit back and ask him something else. Enjoy him play.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If he does retire at the end of the year, that's it. He's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't change it.
What about the OU softball? Are you still going to some of those games next week? Or?
So I am.
You taking Adley?
I was supposed to have tickets. I haven't received them yet. He said he should be getting them to me shortly. So it would be this Saturday. So she has gymnastics. Then we'd probably go over and check out the softball game this Saturday and next Saturday. So
nice. Weather's supposed to be perfect this Saturday. That'd be nice.
It would be.
So nice. You'll have to let us know. If you do go this Saturday, you'll have to let us know next week about the complex and how good it looks.
The new stadium. Mm-hmm. So.
What about you see any football games in her future, near future?
All right, so here's the thing.
You get too violent during those.
Basketball, it's inside. It's anybody can enjoy basketball. Yep. It takes a real dedicated fan to go enjoy an outdoor. Are you? Come on now.
Hey.
But speaking of football and enjoying one, OU moved up to Friday night at 6 o'clock to play Temple. ESPN and SEC worked with OU in getting that game set up to where they would have Friday night first kick for, I believe it's first kick for the SEC.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be their first games on a Friday night?
First game Friday night. Yeah.
Wow.
I got mixed emotions about it.
Is it in Temple?
No, it's in Norman. Yeah. I have mixed emotions about it because college football should be on Saturday, period. I don't think it should ever shy away from it. But I think even the national championship should be on Saturday.
Exactly. Amen there, brother. These Monday games are getting ridiculous.
Yeah. But it keeps, you know, if we weren't able to get a primetime spot at night on Saturday, regardless, you know, obviously there's only a couple TV, you know, contracts available.
Yeah.
So if we're not able to get a night game on Saturday, putting it on a night at Friday, you get your fans cool. You give them a long day to get little riled up. You know.
They're gonna be riled up. Then, you know what though? Even though we may not like it being on a Friday night, at least for the fan at home sitting watching the spectacle, it's gonna be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, what a way to kick off a 4-day weekend!
Yep.
You get to watch on Friday or go on Friday. You get to catch all Saturday's games
because you'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, one game Sunday, one game Monday.
Yep. So 5-day, yeah, 5-day weekend, or weekend, 5 days of college football.
And this is the season where you can lose possibly 3 or 4 games and still make the tournament. Maybe.
Possibly.
Depending on who you are. Yeah. Texas lose 3, they can still get in easily. Because I only see them lose to maybe.
Depends on who they lose to.
Georgia, Alabama. Georgia. If that. Rick. Hook them.
And this one right here? Yeah. This one right here?
Nah.
Come on, dude. We all saw what happened last year.
Not this year. They won by the hair on their chinny chin chin.
Okay. With a,
so,
I won't say that.
Look at the phone.
DG was pretty good that day. So
OU was the 1-12-1 before they lost to Washington.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, beating Texas like that. So,
but other than that, man, I think we'll head out of here. We can all eyes set on the AFC West next Wednesday, 5 p.m. I think that'd be a good time next Wednesday. Yeah. And we'll talk Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, and that AFC West division. Okay. So
I say we pick one game a week in college football. Like, you bring, like, this is going to be my favorite game, week one. We have 12 weeks.
Okay.
We choose one game a week. So 12 weeks, which should be right about the time season kicks off. And then we rank them 1 through 10 or 12, whatever. Like, I think week four, you know, highlight week one. This is my favorite game of week one, week two, week three, week four.
And then of last season, we'll say, or this season coming up?
Of this upcoming season. Like, okay. I think these will be the most important games. This, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that.
These are looking forward to the most. And then we rank them, like, at the
starting,
end.
Like, yeah, yeah. Starting next week with the division talk?
We could do... I think we could probably wait a week or two on that, but I think that would be a fun topic.
That would be a fun little conversation, fun little subject. So yeah, we do that. We'll figure out a name for it. Everybody out there watching, listening, again, if you're listening to us out there in podcast land, it's episode 6, and then you're watching us live on Amos Watt Productions YouTube channel. This has been episode 6. Don't forget, join us next Wednesday when we break down the AFC West division in the NFL. Other than that, Craig, anything else?
Tuesday. What's up, brothers? that's all I got, man. That's all I got. All
right, man. Everybody have a great week and a great weekend. A lot of sports coming up. If you're still wanting to hang out with us, 7 o'clock, 6:45-ish, we're going to be talking about the Bray Wyatt documentary over on the Cinnamon Movie Podcast bonus episode. So other than that, guys, have a great week. And we'll talk to you next week on a new episode of Sports Breakers. Thank you.